The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
In your own bye, guys, it's all about being sensitive, having fun, and just really being yourself.
It's the Bye Guys, nigga. The Bye Guys, nigga. Keep the Bye Guys, nigga. 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 Keep the Bye Guys, nigga.
Bye Guys with Zach and Ian. It'll get your dick sucks.
Ow! Hi, everybody. That's the call of the wolf. We got some wolves in studio today. Zach, how you doing?
Ian's just joining us. He had a little bit of train problems. Time to get a coffee, though. And welcome, guys, to the Bye Guys podcast. Here on the Gas Digital Network. Very exciting day because it is not just a regular episode of Bye Guys. It is a mashup with our friends at Here's the Scenario, or as I call it, Queer's the Scenario.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, that's great.
Five Bye Guys.
Yes.
It is going to be a great day.
That's
the
burger place Zach eats?
Sorry. Here's the Scenario goo. All right. Off to a good start.
Well, that was Brendan Sagalow.
thank you for
also joining us, Mike Feeney and Mike Cannon. Thank you guys for being here. Mucho apreciado. Love you guys very much.
Thanks for letting us mash up with you guys.
Anytime, my friend. You know we love to mash.
I love
mash.
It's a real monster mash.
I was waiting for it.
I've been on the road for a week. The only time I heard Ian was when he texted Lewis to ask if Blue Chew works. So,
wow.
Have you never taken Blue
Chew? What a chatty Kathy Lewis is. You confide in the rattlesnake and you get bit.
Yeah. I think he tweeted that.
No, I was sitting with him and I told him to tell you that it would count against your sobriety.
That's why he asked. He goes, does this count against your sobriety? I was like, no, Lewis, I'm not abusing it. I would just be taking it as medically directed.
Cut to you popping five of them in the morning.
Just on the train, jerking off with a hard on. You know, pass the tissues. We've all got issues.
Did it work?
For your dicks. No, I haven't taken it yet.
I'll bring you one.
How do I get it?
You don't even have it?
I mean, yeah, I'll bring you some.
Yeah?
Doesn't all of the shows on this network have a promo code?
I'm pretty sure there's a closet full of them.
I should probably grab some. Dude, I was talking to someone a couple years older than me, and they were like, yeah, I just got 600 Viagra from India. And I'm like, Jesus Christ. The more I talk to people our age, the more everyone needs Blue Chew or like
Viagra. What is that? Is that like
if this is a work-in for an ad, I'm going to be
no,
serious.
It's really not. No, it's a generic Viagra or Cialis.
Like a lack of a sexual drive is what you're saying? Or just like people can't get it out?
It sounds like a drive. It sounds like functionality.
Yeah, I'm just pulling on putty.
it's for a more potent erection. Yeah.
Let's play 7-Up. Remember that game?
But with boners?
Yeah, but with boners. And we'll see who's
going to go down.
4-Up.
Oh, shit. That is great.
Do you ever think maybe you're just not bi? That's why you're not getting an erection.
What?
Who aren't you getting an erection with, men or women?
Yeah, both. My hand. Everything. I'm on antidepressants, and it sucks, dude. Yeah,
Now, how are the antidepressants? Are they good? Are they working?
Yeah, but it when my dick doesn't work, it makes me want to kill myself.
At a certain age, you don't really need your dick anymore. You know what I mean? I think I'd rather be
36.
Whatever age I'm at right now.
You don't need your
dick. I'm good with my penis.
Being a eunuch.
Yeah, I'd rather be happy.
Sometimes my dick feels like it's like
I'd rather come out of my brain.
I just watched Brendan try to introduce like a premise, waiting for anybody to jump on board, and as nobody didn't, he was
I'm serious now. I'm on the Sagalo train on this one. This thing's for decoration only.
Yeah, this thing's for swinging a lantern from on Skankfest.
You got a pretty heavy ornament on that thing. Wait, hold on. What do you mean? You don't want to have sex or anything?
Yeah, he does. The thing is, he doesn't mean it.
I don't mean it. I was just.
He got caught.
Being honest. Oh,
okay. You picked the wrong guess.
Brendan took too big of a lead off first, and you know he had to run
but
second.
I do think yes, that's true. But I also think that there is
a rundown.
No, there's a little bit of truth in that. You know, would you rather if a fucking genie or something said you could be happy or you can come? Which one are you picking?
Come.
Come.
Happy. Yeah.
Come.
Happy.
No.
Why come? Make some of us happy.
Yeah. Right. Briefly.
Yeah. Sometimes it feels good to come and not just thrust for an hour and be like, it's not working.
Yeah.
And
then that's actually
them be like, it's not working.
Is it me?
Oh, it's them? They give you a tough time about it? You don't just fake?
Well, he tries to get half his money back.
They know.
Not if you're gloved up. It's very difficult to tell if you're wearing
condoms.
A condom. No, I don't. I'm married.
It's his favorite thing.
You used to.
Huh?
At the first Skankfest, you and I argued condoms, no condoms. I went no condoms, and you had to argue condoms.
Yeah, I was assigned that. I would never make that argument. Who would ever argue for wearing condoms
pretty convincing.
Over... Not condoms.
I got hats off.
Truly.
It's like I like to have sex.
No, I'm not a big condom guy. I've never been, in fact, like dangerously so in past life experience. But that, what were we talking about?
You're in the middle of a passionate point about how much you love condoms.
Yeah, that's right. They're the best.
No, the fact that I don't have genital warts is like.
Yeah.
Insane. I really
just
dance
look
with
like
the devil.
One.
Thank you. I dance with the devil on that
Dude,
one.
Imagine you look down and a genital wart had thick black frame glasses on and a tuft of bleached hair.
I'm your new best friend.
Let's get some Mucinex bug. I don't know if it's age or what, but I'm having more and more conversations with people that are like, yeah, my dick doesn't
I think
really
it's
work.
The antidepressant. That's like a notable thing.
Dude, it sucks. And then it's a thing of like, okay, well, you got to try a different one. And then you do that and you deal with all these psychological side effects, but your dick works. And you're like, that's hell.
You know what else sucks, though, is not having... your like emotion to like being having like a manic episode instead just and just for the cause of being like and I got a potent erection. I feel like the trade-off has got to be worth it.
Have you ever fucked during the fever pitch of a mania?
Yeah, that you don't want to go through mania with a hard on. You're just fucking.
You're like selling
moves.
Cars while you're having sex. It's unbelievable.
Here comes a true coat. No, I definitely agree. Like, even when my dick worked, if I took Xanax at a party or something. Mm-hmm. That was a fucking 2-day break for the kid.
Mm.
Oh yeah, that thing was just not moving.
Ecstasy, all that shit.
Well, it's
mushrooms.
The thing like I can't eat when
mushrooms. Goodbye.
If I look at porn, it's just like a pull fest to get it at attention. And I'm like, I used to be a strong, virile fella.
Yeah. Well,
maybe
you're not desensitized yourself. Also,
yeah. Maybe you're not looking at the right stuff.
I stopped looking at porn for a couple weeks.
Yeah.
I stopped jerking off.
Straight
and
imagination.
I thought that would.
Dude, there was a time where I was like, I'm not gonna look at porn anymore. I'll just go back to the old imagination. And then I just ended up. Not jerking off it was such a because ridiculously difficult endeavor that I'm like I'd rather just not.
You couldn't stop seeing corpses in your head. You're like I need a
that's actually when I came, but I just kept picturing me on a browser clicking into web. I just see my little fingers tightening in my head.
It looks like the Matrix.
Dude,
it's just coming up. You're like I don't even see the code anymore, man.
That is the funniest thing. You're not jerking off to sexual memory. You're jerking off to memories of you looking at porn. That's outstanding.
I mean, like, I didn't jerk off for a couple weeks, didn't look at porn, and I was like,
how good was that first jerk? A
couple weeks.
Yeah.
No shit.
But it wasn't even like a thing of like, I want it so bad. It was just like, whatever.
Really?
I don't know. I really think after a certain point, the antidepressants just makes everything disappear. and you just it's like I'd rather not, whatever. And so then sometimes you can get hard, and then sometimes you can't. And then when you do get hard, you can only come mostly with your hand.
If the feeling is
you mean out of your fingers? Sorry,
what?
It was worth it?
No.
if the feeling is whatever,
yeah.
Would there be a power in accepting that you're just like, all right, right now I'm just like not that into sex, or does it just bum you out based on your past obsession with sex?
I think it's not about like the past obsession or like, oh, I'm not into it. I think it's I'm taking it as a sign of like getting older, and I'm like, great, this now, what's next? You know, I went to a hardcore show the other day, and I was dancing in the pit, and then like my neck hurt for 2 days.
Yeah.
My back hurt. And I'm
yeah,
like,
you look like Richard Dreyfuss, dude.
What?
You're getting old.
At the beginning of Mr.
Thank
Holland's
you.
Opus.
Yeah.
You know this, though.
We're getting old, since, dude.
Yeah, you know that getting old, you can't do this shit. They
well,
told
because
you that for
yeah, oh look at you,
God,
you old poop,
dude.
Yeah.
Bob Wiley.
I've never seen a
Dr. Leo Marvin
in a podcast before.
I have. You've done it.
No,
you used to do it all the time.
Oh yeah, I invented that.
Yeah, I think it's a sign, like a very big sign in the mirror of like, wow, dude, you're older.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you
but isn't that great? Getting older. What's the alternative?
I do like
being
getting
dead.
Older, but I also want my dick to be normal sometimes. And then I get in my head about it. Like, you better
like
work, pal. You
something.
Better work, pal. And then it doesn't. And I'm like, oh, this sucks.
Well, Mike and I had talked about this. I think it was like on Irish Goodbye years ago. It was like, I have a theory.
Go to bluechew.com, promo code IGP.
But here's my thing. Does it work? And I'm afraid of having a stroke or a heart attack or some
That's
sort
a reasonable
of
fear.
I use it.
Here's what? Oh,
I man. Use it.
Oh, you're
think
good. You're,
I think you'll be okay.
But I also feel like I've been having a series of mini strokes because I've been getting these really bad headaches, and then I've been jumbling my words and like forgetting my train of thought. And the other night, my left arm like went numb. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, that's a new feeling.
Could possibly be just all of the coffee. You know what I mean?
That's what somebody said.
You're going too
double
fast.
Espressos at midnight.
You're going too fast. I'm sure if you stop, like the headaches are probably from the coffee.
Dehydrated. Yeah.
You're also
that's
talking
what
before
I was,
you're.
Sudden confusion, trouble speaking, loss of balance,
bad
numbness
penis.
Or weakness in your face, arms, or let that
Can't
been
get
happening.
An erection.
Gay mustache.
My what? Oh, fat friends. Oh, no.
What the fuck? I didn't say anything.
Oh, yeah.
That was him. Did. Relies too much on crowd work.
I like to have a conversation. Fuck you!
More charisma than writing.
Oh my god! What?
Oh, yeah,
sorry, we can't do a head nod like we're having a seizure on stage. I'm gonna deliver a punchline.
What's that say? All sizzle, no steak.
What's that same closer for 10 years? Fuck you!
Me?
All of you! I've been working my dick off to get where I'm at!
I'm sure if you were working your dick off, it'd be working.
Hey, and we'll be right back with another episode of Bye Guys. I don't like this. I didn't mean what I said, guys. I really like and respect all of you, and I enjoy everything.
Right back at you, pal.
Say
I love
a good
you.
Comic.
You're one of my favorite people to see do comedy.
You know
Thank
how I feel
you.
About you.
Thank you.
You do?
Yes.
I compliment you often.
Yeah.
I love your stuff.
You do?
I do.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'm a good pal.
Yeah. What? Oh, no, my God. My dick's starting to work.
That's yeah, all he needed.
You just got to eat a good peach.
Yeah.
Well, instead of looking up maybe that you're a stroke victim, why don't you look up like things that you can have, like organic, natural things that you could put in your body that can make your dick work?
It's a pretty good idea. I eat chopped cheeses, steaks.
Yeah.
You have one of the worst diets of anybody I've ever met, and I'm good friends with Brendan.
Yeah, there's probably an artery in your balls.
Yeah.
So...
I don't know what that meant.
That's
Brendan's face
joke.
Of like, just, come on.
I'm just fucking swinging.
Brendan's the kid with the pinata nothing. That's got the blindfold on. That's not even near the pinata.
No,
he's
just
like swinging
the
at the crowd. There's like
the
family
teacher.
Members.
And yet I keep going, and that should be a story, you know?
What?
That the little train that could.
Yeah. The little Brendan that couldn't.
Yeah. I just keep chugging.
Come.
All right, let's get plugs out of the way. Let's hit that plug music. Brendan Sagala, what do you want people to get eyes on, you little cherub?
I am getting on the road a little bit more this year. If you want to come out and see me, I will be at, I'm going to be in D.C. with Mike this Sunday. Yeah. And then Philadelphia, the 23rd, Troy, New York, the 29th, Chicago, Zanies, the 6th, Lansing, Michigan. I got Detroit coming up, and then Skankfest. It's going to be fucking awesome. Twitch.tv/SagsterRiches. And please follow me on Instagram and Twitter and all that stuff, because they got me in some sort of prison, and I need my army of fours to get me the fuck out of here. No one's seeing my shit.
Beanie?
Oh, and check out Here's the Scenario podcast.
Oh, what a team player.
Yeah, you can also got a Patreon, patreon.com/scenariopod, but MikeFeeneyComedy.com for dates, twitch.tv/NYFreshMaker. I am Mike Feeney across all social media, and yeah, I'm going to check out my comedy special, Rage Against the Routine, on my YouTube channel. Thanks.
Hell yeah, Cannon.
If you're watching live, I'm going to be in Levittown, Long Island, this Friday and Saturday at Governor's Comedy Club. Sunday, again, with Sag de God at in Washington, D.C. I'm going to be in Florida, North Carolina, and Cali coming up. MikeCannonComedy.com for dates. I released two specials this year, both on YouTube, both for free. One is White Privilege Homeless. That's an hour of material. And the next one is a crowd work special in which I took edibles beforehand called Mike Cannon's Huge Mistake. Both have been received pretty well. Thank you. Watch it, share all that shit, and Here's the Scenario podcast. It's a good goddamn time with us three.
Hell yeah, guys. Just two quick dates to plug. September the 18th, if you're listening, Catalyst Wrestling will be at Chilo's in Brooklyn. Come hang out, have some tequila and tacos, and watch wrestling with me. And then announce it today, October the 28th, I'm coming to Toronto.
Hell yeah!
T-Town.
I'm headlining Dark Comedy Theater.
Yes!
8 p.m. stand-up. And then after that, we're doing a live midnight spook show in a movie theater. So come hang out in Toronto.
That's awesome.
Daddy's headlining. Let's check it out.
Yeah!
Einon?
Einon here. IAnimal69 on Twitter, Twitch, and Instagram. Wow, I'm going to be out there a lot. September 22nd to the 25th, I'm with the great David Tell at Cap City Comedy. And then September 29th to October 1st, I'm with Shane Gillis at Stand Up Live Phoenix, Arizona. And then, Daddy, am I Daddy?
Sure.
I'm Zaddy. Zaddy is headlining, bitch. Keyword head. La, la, la. October 2nd, I'm headlining Stand Up Live, Phoenix, Arizona. October 5th, San Jose Improv. October 6th, Brea Improv. October 9th, I'm going to be at Tom Cassidy's wedding, and I'm trying to find a ride there. And October 14th, 15th to 16th, Skankfest Vegas. Yeah. And then October 17th to 23rd, Comedy Cellar Vegas. And then let me tell you something. I am excited to go to Philly Punchline, St. Pete's, Florida, St. Petersburg, Florida, Chicago Zanies, Nashville Zanies, Philly Punchline, Comedy on Carlson, Governors, Long Island, IanByDance.com. Also, check out B&E and Podcast. It's a lot of fun. Patreon.com/B&E and Pod. Having a blast. I would love to have everyone there. And it's in my basement studio, and when you come over to do the pod, you get slippers and a sandwich.
Nice. I'm in.
I have monogrammed.
Like I'm in.
I have monogrammed beanie and slippers.
Brendan's going to come over on his hungriest day.
Yeah. Yes.
I haven't had breakfast. Let's go.
Don't I always feed you when you come over?
Oh, yeah, you do. Yeah. Ian makes some good food.
Yeah.
I thought he was like saying you buy me food. No. Ian cooks, and it's really good.
Yeah. Some Italian.
Yeah, he makes some Italian
people.
Never been invited to your place.
I remember specifically saying years ago, we should smoke weed on your stoop in Crown Heights. And then I quit smoking weed and didn't hang out with people for a long time.
It's called the manic episode, T.
Yeah.
He posts a bunch of crazy shit on Facebook, and then people wonder if he's okay.
Oh, let's get into plugs, everybody. So we're all tattoo fellas here. I've been getting some tats,
and they've
been scabbing up kind of weird. Mm-hmm. I'm worried, and now that the scab is gone, the ink is a lot lighter than I thought.
Wow.
Is it bad work?
No. Incredible work. Best tattooers in fucking the world. And
what do you use to moisturize after?
Bro, they were like, you got to do Tegaderm. And I'm like, nah, I know what I'm doing. And I was using Aquaphor and then letting it dry heal and doing...
That's bad.
No, a lot of people try heal.
Aquaphor.
Aquaphor is like a form of A&D ointment for 2 days constant.
And then lotion, though.
And then unscented lotion. Yeah. And then the unscented lotion, like, in the morning and at night, and then dry heal during the day instead of constant putting it on.
But you've been having a lot of tattoo problems. You told me that one.
No, dude. What it is,
I got out of the shower.
Let me see.
And then
I'll tell you the only person who shouldn't have advice for this is Saglo. Brendan.
Yeah, but I'm just saying that
Johnny Infections over here.
That was one tattoo.
That was all of them since I've known you. Every one of them.
But you could go back.
The car did not get
the dog.
You could go back and get that filled in.
The dog.
I'm not going to, though.
I am thinking, look, I'll just let it do what it does and then just go back and get it touched up.
From my experience, maybe I'm not the best to give advice here, but what you're complaining about is just your tattoos. Like, that is what tattoos do. They heal and then they get lighter. They don't...
Yeah, but not right away.
That usually means they didn't go deep enough.
No. They went deep, but when
you probably did a poor job maintaining it.
Yeah, and I'm kicking myself because they're like Tegaderm. I'm like, nah, I don't like it.
You gotta
listen to the world-renowned tattoo artist. I know what I'm doing. And then, what do you know? I get what I got.
Now, how much are you spending on these tattoos?
I don't know, like $2,000 a tattoo? No, I'm kidding. the guys I go to are very kind to me. So, not a ton.
They're podcast fans?
They hug you?
No. One shop I go to is, really... paying for it, and I'm not gonna take a break for a while.
Why?
Because they're expensive.
Oh.
Now, I think one of the issues, Ian, is that you're getting your legs and arms tattooed in the summer. Mm. Those are winter tattoos.
Mm.
You should get stuff that the sun doesn't hit tattooed in the summer.
Yes. Mm.
Yeah, and in the winter, that way, because you're also biking around, you're sweating.
Yeah, you can't go in the ocean.
Oh, yeah.
You're sweating all day, right? Yeah. So you're getting rid of that shit right away. Because my dad's got horrible tattoos, and he always told me, get tattooed in the winter, that way it doesn't fade.
That's what people
away.
Have been saying. I go, no, fuck you. I'm getting them in the summer. I got a real thing when someone says something, I go, no, I know. Opposite.
Yeah, we're children.
Yeah. Yeah.
We have not developed out of the toddler stage. We're defiant with authority.
Wow.
Yeah,
I always think, like, if you're going to get something colorful on your arms or your legs, do it in the winter when it's covered up for a few months.
Kind of faint. No, that looks good.
Oh, maybe it's
they have only had tattoos in the winter.
Don't you think that red should be more dynamic?
No, that's perfect.
Wow. Okay. You know what? I have been known to have a fucked up perception of myself.
A little distorted view of
things. The skull I have on my chest has chunks missing, but that's because the guy who tattooed me was coked out of his skull and held me down with his forearm.
Oh, God.
Because he was trying to... He took more breaks than I did.
Oh, God.
So I was just saying, I have to piss again.
These artists are the fucking best. They're incredible. I'm the one fucking it up by being like, nah, so I'll just fucking take care of it, you know? Yeah. A couple of the others, dude, I was like, I, whatever.
I don't know where you're going with this.
Just mad.
Should we start the show?
Ian just remembered that he blew all those guys. So he was about to tell that story, and then he remembered.
Ah, okay. Thanks.
Zach started, like, shaking his head in disappointment and then was like,
Brendan is such a good friend, though, because you're like the guy putting on the Hurt Locker suit while you're running to an active bomb and you didn't even get your helmet on before you dove on it.
Mm-hmm. He stopped listening after you said good friend.
Exactly. Yeah.
I know.
Brendan is such a good friend. Hurt Locker. Oh, good movie.
That's okay, right?
Yeah, man, it's very nice. And it's vibrant.
All right, good.
I think maybe your antidepressants just have you seeing everything gray.
Maybe I got a change.
What are you taking? Wellbutrin?
No. Maybe I gotta change them. No. But I'm so worried about changing them that it'll like switch whatever, you know?
Isn't that typical?
Also, yeah, talk to your psychiatrist.
It takes a minute to get the right.
Yeah, I know. I found the dose that works, but then it is slowly chipping away at my cock.
Yeah.
Who are you having sex with?
But you seem great.
Thank you. Like, see, so, that's the trade-off.
Yeah.
Is,
I think maybe ride this no dick train for a minute and just see what it does for you as a person.
Yeah, maybe coming was your problem.
It's like a Seinfeld episode with Costanza.
Maybe coming was your problem.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Why don't you put your dick away for a couple of years? Smell the roses.
Was it a prison?
What you said? Are you
put
kidding?
Put your dick away for a couple. Send your dick upstate. I don't know. But so Bluetooth works.
Yeah, but then there's tons of other. There's like, because now it's generic. The patent for Viagra went generic. Mm-hmm. So there's tons of companies. There's Hims. There's a bunch of ones you can use.
I've heard Hims. Oh, is Hims. Terrible.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
A buddy of mine took it and said it made him like massively depressed.
Well, then you gotta take fucking.
That's like me with skinny girl vodka.
You get depressed on that?
Dude, I did Bethany like 6 times when she had her stupid daytime TV show. Uh-huh. And the first time they gave us like her skinny girl bullshit. And I went home and drank half the bottle just to anesthetize myself to the fact that I just did that.
Yeah.
And whatever chemicals are in the dietary component of that shit sent me into a 3-week spiral, the likes of which I haven't seen since I read, like, The Chris Farley Show.
Yeah. I was just talking about that book.
Yeah.
So depressing.
That book fucked me up. Oh,
but were you skinny?
I'm going to read that book.
Huh? Were you skinny?
During that book?
No, during the
skinny girl.
Were you skinny?
In comparison to Chris Farley,
I was skinny and crying, so I was a skinny girl.
Do you think it was the skinny girl vodka chemicals that did that to you, or the fact that you were doing Bethany and you hated it and you were drinking?
In fairness, that was like a big step up for me. So I think I was like pretty happy with the way my career was going.
Look at me.
I was like, look at me, the next Jared Fried. I'm going to be on all the daytime. But yeah, and then I bombed like constantly on that.
Damn.
Show. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
You didn't perform well for Housewives?
No, and I said,
did
like...
Did you pander at all?
No, but speaking of pandering, and this might be a terrible story to tell, but there was a comedian of slight fame, but has certainly, like, peaked in valleys throughout his life.
Ant?
He's a black guy. And he was, like, maybe the worst panel guest I've ever done anything with. Like, in terms of, like, jumping all over you, like, almost pushing you out of the way of the camera, getting up and, like, dancing and shit. And, like, you know, like, literally popping and locking after each fucking punchline.
Do we know him?
You would, but you don't know him.
Oh.
But, so,
write
I...
Write it down.
I'm not even going to do that. So,
is it
he,
Lamar?
It got me so pissed off. That at one point, and this is for like 100 or whatever housewives, like that's who's there, and they're all shit faced.
It's 11 a.m. Or housewives?
Housewives.
Housewives. I don't know. I have trouble with S's. So
will you please write?
Yeah,
it
I
down?
Will.
Yeah.
I so at one point, I got so pissed off that she was like, you know, he's like in front of me waving, and I'm behind him, and Bethany's like, Mike, what do you think? I was like, I think he's literally shucking and jiving for the white woman, and it's making me sick.
Whoa.
And the whole place was like, yeah. And I thought it was like a right. good joke.
Like, what do we got, Al Jolson up here? Yeah. Like, no.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know.
We had
man.
Just moved past this as a country.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I think you're bringing down the movement, man.
No, this was pre.
Wow.
But, yeah, it was just like, it was such an irritating day of like me trying
Did
to get
anyone
anywhere.
Say anything to you after the whole S&J moment?
No, there were some people that laughed. Bethany started laughing and then noticed people mm-hmm. were horrified and was like, that's right, I'm not racist.
Yeah.
And, you know, shut it down quick.
Oh,
and,
my God.
Yeah, but
is that available
now,
anywhere?
Can we
watch
get
it?
That footage?
Probably
yeah.
Probably. No, because it didn't even make cut.
Yeah.
So they cut it out. It did not make air at all. They yeah. just like,
what did
they
that...
just cut from me saying like, and
now,
to a disappointed audience.
What did the guy say to you when you said that? Like, what happened?
He definitely,
oh,
I think this
schmo
is... You know who that is? You saw it?
On the camera.
Wait, you could see it on the camera
crystal
before
clear.
That?
I have no idea who this is.
Yeah. Oh, you don't?
Was he like, that ain't cool, mister?
Yeah.
Ooh. Not that last part.
Oh, boy.
Not that last part.
Oh, boy. Speaking of shucking and jiving.
Yeah. Well, that was worse than anything, guys.
Let's stop saying shucking and jiving. It's weird.
Just call it charading. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Go on your show and say, I ain't got no jokes. Fuck.
Is that what he said?
You.
Wow.
What?
No. Is this comedy beef?
Yeah, it's okay if we're all friends on Bye Guys joking about each other's acts and saying stuff that isn't real.
That's a long-seated
He
went on years ago on Race 4 when Jeff Gurian was talking about how good Naked Roast Battle was.
Yeah.
He's like, that motherfucker ain't funny. That motherfucker ain't got no joke. I never heard him be funny once.
No.
I mean, wow. I never met him.
What?
Yeah, it was a completely unnecessary.
I've never seen the side of Zach.
Yeah, no. I'm a nice man.
Is a kind.
I hope he calls you and he's like, look, man, I heard what you said. I'm really sorry about that. Oh, wait, there's a helicopter above my house. Remember his joke? Fuck you guys. Fuck all of you. You know that joke.
I shockingly
don't. You're throwing me under the fucking bus.
I knew that joke.
We don't even get paid for this.
Yeah, I don't know the joke.
Ian.
I shockingly don't have his act.
I gotta sell tickets. Start fucking laughing.
No, I seriously didn't know the joke. I'm really sorry. I didn't know what you were referencing.
I knew it.
I knew it. Most of my jokes are for you only.
Mike, can you go on the road and buy the tickets to his show?
Yeah. Can you multiplicity yourself and buy tickets?
You know what's even worse is I didn't say shucking and jiving on the thing. I said dancing. I said you're dancing for the white woman. So me retelling the story was just far more racist than he'd even in reality. Wow. That's awful.
And what did he say?
He definitely was like, what the fuck? when we walked off stage. I said to him, I was like, no, what the fuck, dude? Yeah. I was like, you were literally stepping all over me the entire show. I was like, I had to get some sort of pop or something to even get fucking remote attention. It's like, man. Whether or not that was correct is another story.
What if he was up there doing the robot and then you said that and he went,
and shut it down.
Feeny, thoughts?
Yeah, no, it all seems bad.
Yeah, it wasn't great. All right, remove that whole part from the podcast.
Why?
Please.
Yes.
Why?
Just you, Brent.
Just get Brendan off. Just cut him out of the show.
Let's do another 10 minutes.
Hey, guys, just interrupting the show real quick. We have a new sponsor that I am so excited to tell you guys about. They just signed up, and I think you guys are going to love it. Hey there, auto mechanics and super cool do-it-yourself guys who work on their own cars. I want to tell you about our friends at RockAuto.com, the online store with every auto part at the best prices. It's your one-stop shop for everything auto parts. They have been in business for 20 years, and they make it easy to find the parts you need at the best possible prices. So you can stop talking to counter guys who need to order your parts, aren't really sure what you're looking for, never have quite what you need, and after all that hassle, they're still going to charge you storefront markups at rockauto.com. You can easily find everything you need, whether you're a mechanic, a guy working on his own car, or a moron like me who doesn't understand how cars even work. So head on over to the website, peruse it, see if you want anything, and if you do get anything, make sure to tell them you heard about them on the Bye Guys podcast. Guys, you know the website. You love it. You wait for me to do this every goddamn week, you silly little monkeys. RockAuto.com. Yay.
What happened? You're shadow banned?
Oh, I don't want to talk about this.
What? You brought it up earlier.
You did bring it up.
I'm not. It's not a segment. I'm not. I don't even know if I'm shadow banned.
Stop playing with his thing, Ian. I can't hear him.
I know. That was the point. I hit the call button.
I haven't felt this in a while, but you know that feeling where you're like, I'm going to punch you in the fucking face? You know
me?
That feeling? Yeah. When I don't know what it is, but when you did that, there was something in my arm that went like, just fucking bam, just punch him. I haven't felt that in years.
It's mostly because nobody laughed at your charade joke.
Which I thought was a really good joke.
It's fine. It was fine.
If you know charade, my favorite part was when you were trying to get this, you kind of went like that, like a cat with a toy.
Yeah.
Oh, Brendan got into the nip.
Speaking of shucking and jiving.
Oh, he's showing us his belly.
I love when my cat does that.
Oh, it is the best.
He starts to go, and I go, "Are you gonna? Are you gonna?" And then he does. Is this
There's
contagious?
That punching you in the face feeling again.
Whatchamacallit. So wait, hold on. Is that a thing?
I don't know.
Here's the thing. I got, Instagram fucking, it infuriates me because someone will make a comment. Dude, 99.9%. What are you laughing at?
Mike.
I just went like this to air out my armpits and Feeny caught me.
Oh, I do see a little bit of a.
No.
No, it's not a little bit.
That's a bit.
So 99.9% of the people that follow me are like positive, nice, kind. I love it. Great.
Stop laughing.
I'm laughing
because I caught Alex.
I know they're laughing
just catching people.
Alex, and Natalie turned to her and was like, "We could see it."
Alex picked up her head for the first time this show and checked in on.
Is
the
it bad? Did you see it on camera? I need several things edited out of this episode.
That's not what we were laughing about.
What were you laughing at? My face?
It was the fact that someone was like, "It's not that bad," and someone else was like, "It's worse."
I think that was me.
After the show is edited, it's just going to be us three on the show.
Yeah, I want me taken off this entirely, aside from my plugs.
Dude, that would be so funny if we draped you in a green screen right now. That would be fucking incredible. Whee!
It's like the Nopey and Anthony videos. Have you seen those?
Yeah, no.
On YouTube? They just like edit Garfield? All of Opie's stuff out.
Is that like John without Garfield?
They edit Opie out. So it's, and you see what little difference it makes, how he's just kind of not really in the conversation.
Dude, can we fire that up?
No, it would take forever. They do a full episode.
It's like 3-hour sweeping. It's crazy. I've just seen them and assumed what it was. And that's funny that somebody took so much care to do that. Psychos, dude.
Whatchamacallit. Most of my followers are like very nice, supportive. I love it. Amazing. Interacting is fun. But every once in a while, you know, you get that guy that's like, kill yourself. Murder yourself. Yep. And so
once
some guy
day.
Goes.
Every guy, time I post anything involving food or beverage, yes.
Oh, yeah. Fuck that. But some guy goes, I hope you die, or like, kill yourself or something. Shoot yourself in the head.
I would love if the comment was this unsure of what he's saying. Yeah.
I do want you to not continue to exist anymore.
My comment was like, I'd shoot myself in the head, but your mother's in the way or something like that. Or like, your mom's in the way.
It
was intentionally a bad your mom joke.
Yeah.
And I got reported immediately community guidelines.
Once you get reported, you are fucked.
That they like say something to inflame you, and then you respond, and they report you.
Yeah, and then you get fucking thrown. Like they just throw your account away.
That's the thing. How do you get it?
What should actually do though is that should motivate you to never respond at all.
That's
what I'm going to do
from
now on.
And hopefully, and this is me talking, this is the kettle calling the pot, whatever, black. And I look at comments all the time.
You're telling the kettle to shuck a jive.
I think the kettle's dancing up.
In fairness, the kettle kept interrupting.
So,
but stop. Just like try to remove yourself from it as much as possible.
Yeah. No,
post and drop.
Right.
Again, this is me being completely self-hypocritical because I self-harm digitally every single day.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's more and more becoming evident that it's like a true actual addiction and more so to hurt than it is to like...
Totally. Yeah.
That it gives any sort sense of achievement or positivity or anything.
Once you get reported for community guidelines, how do you get from out of that? They bury you in the thing.
You kill yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You start over.
Yeah. How do you?
You join Andrew Tate's app or Donald Trump's app. You go, okay, I'm moving over.
Yeah, dude. You got to retruth it.
It bugs me when it's people that seek me out to insult me.
Mm-hmm.
But when it's people who genuinely don't know who I am, who are responding to me for the first time, it is my favorite. I had a reel, like, I don't know why people just really liked it. It was me just dancing to Life is a Highway in the Jurassic Park car. and the watching black people try to figure me out.
Oh yeah,
is the fun to the amount of nigga looks like an egg made me laugh so hard. The word efficiency. Or be like, motherfucker woke up and chose just the egg emoji. The word efficiency on black that's roasted awesome. Insults makes me laugh so fucking hard.
Is that a character from Big Mouth?
Oh, no, and everybody's like,
motherfucker looks like a Power Ranger villain.
My favorite is, motherfucker looked like the baby from Dinosaurs. It made me laugh so fucking
that's
hard.
Exactly who you are.
It oh, made wow. me laugh yes. so fucking hard. Baby Sinclair.
No.
Baby Sinclair.
That's
so all
good.
You've ever been.
That's
holy
so
shit.
It makes me laugh so fucking hard.
Wow. Yeah. Well, like,
Baby Sinclair.
Foley was saying to me, he was like, if you think about, like, you know, on a like an episode of a podcast, let's say a podcast gets like 100,000 views, right? And then on YouTube, let's say that gets 200 comments, right? So that's already like a ridiculously small portion of the audience. And then of those 200 comments, how many of them, let's say there's like 10 negative ones about you.
Right.
And you're like 10 out of 100,000 people
right.
don't like you, but that's like what you take and make a macro thing. When think about people who comment, who leave comments are like psychotic
yeah,
people.
Totally.
I mean, even positive comments.
Think
like,
about the amount of videos
a video
you watch.
Imagine watching a video you like and leaving a YouTube comment being like, this was really fun, guys.
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
that's like a, even that's a little
think
like,
of the amount of videos you watch in your life. Like, and how many you've commented on.
I'm literally deleting this is really fun comment right now.
Yeah, but it's like, I can't imagine a world I'd live in where I would be like, I hope you die, or like, you fucking,
you
and
can't?
Then it's always,
sure you can.
It's, I wouldn't,
you don't
like live, you never feel that
yeah, but
inside of you,
you don't,
and you're like,
not when I watch
I
something
fucking
someone's created.
Yeah, but you're living in the public space. If you were an anonymous nothing that lived
yeah.
in a who gives a fuck town, and had nothing going
not even
on, and you were anonymous, and your profile was private because it always is, and you've uploaded zero content into the world, but you think because people put it out for public that you are deserve to be a critic, then
right.
like, why wouldn't you?
Well, it's
you don't
always
feel that when, like, even other comics or something, you don't feel like the want to just be like, dude, what the fuck are you doing? Like, y'all leaving a comment. What are you, rapping?
Good way to pull out. Good way to pull out.
But that wasn't even
yeah,
a joke.
Yeah, you're going right into the volcano.
No, but that wasn't even a joke. I'm serious. Like, there, you don't get that feeling sometimes. You don't even have to be from a nothing town.
Yeah,
but
you
like
send
you're just
to your group
from
chat,
a great
you
town.
Laugh,
of
and
course.
You move on.
Yeah,
right.
You know? That, but that, I mean,
but
that's
you send it to the group chat and go, oh my God, she posted
but
another one.
But people without group chats, people
yeah.
without friends, do it online. Like
yeah.
that's
yeah.
that's
that is their group.
But dude,
that
is. It is always I sent a thing to Alex. It is always the most vile shit in like a DM or like a comment. You go to the profile and it's like a guy with his wife and kid.
Yeah, it's so weird.
It's insane.
Well, it's those guys feel very repressed and they're having a tough time with life and living inside the parameters
yeah.
that they've created for themselves.
Or they're like,
so empathize and feel bad for them and, you know,
well,
hey, it is what it is.
I do, and I'm not going to say anything back, but getting reprimanded by Instagram and then buried
yeah.
for like
yeah, it sucks.
Oh, you'll be, you'll
like,
be
like,
how long ago
what?
Did that happen?
Like 3 or 4 weeks ago?
Oh, you're just fucking,
you're
in,
you're in for a cold
putty.
18 months.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's gonna be a cold winter for you, pal.
Dude, that is the scene from The Dark Knight Rises where you walk out onto the Hudson River and it's either exile or death.
Yeah,
like that
you,
is
really?
That is what
you're,
that is.
You're,
yeah.
you're
good luck
just
selling
beginning.
A ticket.
Yeah. You're just beginning to get it.
But yeah.
Maybe you're gonna want
to
call more of your headliner friends.
Minimum of like 6 months.
What? What?
Nothing.
We're having fun, man. What'd you get mad at?
What'd you get mad at? Did I? Was that
you
too
guys
insulting?
Were having fun.
Look, I've been.
Don't feel the need to fill in the
sure.
gap of silence.
Okay.
It's his
sure.
show.
Sure. I'm just trying to keep things.
You
going.
Asked him a question.
Today, it's our show.
It's a mashup.
It's a monster mash.
I've been buried because those guys. What was that, a robot? What was that? Did you hear that?
That was the boy next to you.
Me?
What did you do? I've been buried because I'll like go to that guy's profile. If there's a guy with like a baby, I will comment, "Your baby's a pig" or something like that.
Yeah.
I'll
be
like,
"That baby did nothing." Insane.
I know. I'm not. I know. I'm not saying that's like being.
It's like being mad at a dude in the audience and being like, "And your whore wife." It's
I know.
Like, she didn't do shit,
dude. I know. I'm not. I acknowledge that that is absolutely insane behavior.
Mm. You got reported.
Yes, right away. Right away. And then they I did that like twice and I was like, why do they keep taking my comment down? But these guys,
you reposted it?
No.
Pig!
I've done it multiple times.
Why is this erasing?
I've done it multiple times. I've done it like two or three times to
it's
different
like,
people.
Mr. Sagalo, we are taking this down for hate speech. Like, keep
we gave you
race.
Four Sign warnings.
Again.
Now we have no choice.
Yeah, so your thing is like buried. You're getting
every
nothing.
Time I open up my settings, there's just like a big exclamation mark of like, you're about to get fucked.
Well, then if you both feel like you're being shadow banned or throttled or whatever the less queefy way to say it is, and you both have those exact, if you've both done those exact things, it seems to be a correlation there.
Sure.
Yeah,
now,
I know.
How do we
and I'm
fix
not,
it?
Yeah, how do
don't,
you fix it?
Don't do those things.
Yeah,
no,
obviously.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
How do you
this
come
was
back
just
from?
It's just going to be a long war of making amends for your sins.
Yeah.
So
I didn't do that this morning.
For a while.
And for then, a long time.
And
I haven't
eventually
responded.
It goes
to people.
Like, you've been good.
No.
You got out of your room.
No, eventually you get on Joe Rogan, you mention it on that show,
yeah.
And then hopefully there's public outcry for your for your profile to be available.
Yeah.
That's the only way back.
There was
well,
a good.
Yeah, there is
searchable.
No coming
back.
That's
the only way back.
I'm still showing up on people's things a lot.
I can't imagine a less interesting topic.
I hate it.
It's so awful.
You have fucking talked to me about this for so long.
Personally.
Yeah, on the podcast.
Who cares?
That's what I'm saying.
I'm having a talk with friends.
Yeah, you don't care if it affects your ticket sales?
No, of course I do. I want to kill myself over it every single
then
day.
I spent a full year in that. You've spent just
several. Every time I mention jizz, which is every moment,
yeah.
I get fucking immediately sent
really?
To the back of the bus every single
it's
time.
It's like a frog boiling in water. Our rights are being taken away. And free speech is dying,
no,
and we
don't
even realize
it. It's not even that.
It
just sucks that the internet is turning into TV, where it's like you, like, the internet used to be fun. It used to be the Wild West. It used to be where you go and you see shit that's outside of the spectrum of mainstream shit.
Yeah.
Now, it's just becoming a bigger part of Disney World. So everything is homogenized. Everything is the exact same. Every comedian is doing man on the street. Every comedian is doing crowd work. Every comedian is doing clips. It's like, it's all
it's
the same circus ride, and everybody's censoring their own shit. So while we're all bitching about free speech and all that stuff, we're feeding China's goddamn government.
Speaking
all of our information, and we're just fucking, we're all hypocritical assholes. It's a joke.
Let me put a little, I was just looking this up, which is perfect that
My
you talked
pounding.
About it. Now,
feels
this
good.
Literally,
Your
I just read this,
sweating.
I just read this an hour ago. Speaking of China and TikTok.
Natalie, how dare you try to catch it every time. I saw her switch the cam real quick.
I'm a big fan of a reaction shot. What can I say?
Wall Street Journal shows that while Instagram users are spending 17.6 million hours a day watching reels, it pales in comparison to the 197.8 million hours per day people are on TikTok. So it's like when we're like, Instagram's the shit, it's 17 to 198 million. That's the difference of how many people are on TikTok versus Instagram. So it's like we're worried about Instagram. It's like, that's dead. It's gone. Move on. Goodbye. Go to TikTok and fucking live your life. Give China everything and sell tickets. Ask Nimesh how he's doing.
I like your head.
Yeah.
Because people are like, that's like, you know, there's nobody, everyone that is our age is on Instagram. That's our shit. That's the thing that we had. When we look at, when we talk about
Facebook. Yeah, but they're the only people that get my movie references.
Yeah.
I'm, the children of Malaysia don't understand what Angus is.
None of these
of
apps like me.
Yeah.
I'm not doing comedy for 19-year-old girls.
It's not 19-year-old girls.
You're doing it for Black Twitter.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Dude, Zach having an urban fan base, Zach being the new Gary Owen would be
that
the greatest
be awesome.
Gift to the world. That would be incredible.
That would be so great.
That would be so
Gary
awesome.
What's up, y'all? You come out.
Y'all gotta see my mama's potato salad.
I should got raisins in it.
I think there's a real avenue here.
No, my catchphrase would be hot barbecue. That's out in the area. Yeah. Oh, that's some hot barbecue.
But also, there's like...
My name would be Damn Fool.
Damn Fool then, comedian and finance.
Ian Damn Fool Finance.
Yeah.
That's good.
And after everything, I'd be like, you gotta be a goddamn fool.
Man, you gotta be a goddamn fool.
Well, you stole on Instagram mall. 100 million people watching TikTok. You a damn fool.
Perfect. You say 100 million people watching 100 million.
Dude, literally,
Just
literally start doing that on TikTok, and you'll get a million followers.
Yeah.
You can also look at your like audience on TikTok, and it's like mine's 25 to 34. So it's like there are.
Is it helping you sell tickets?
Mostly dudes.
Yeah.
You got to do Damn Fool Fridays.
Fool Friday.
Yeah. Oh,
tomorrow's Friday.
Yes.
What's up? Ian here. Damn Fool Fridays.
He's on his bike. Turns about coming traffic.
It's I'm no like, different than any of the other stuff. You have an iced coffee. You're like,
Ska rules.
Oh. If you ain't running red light, you a damn fool. And I'm there you go. Beat up by a bunch of teenagers.
There is one.
Like, it's a character. Ow.
If you steal Valor, you're a damn. And then you mix them all up. There you go.
Hey, this is Ian live from 117th and Frederick Douglass. Yeah. Today's Damn Fool Fridays.
I like that you just gave away a person's address too. That
they don't live there anymore.
Oh, they moved. Oh, yeah. Of course they did. That's so funny. Oh. You just gave away.
Yeah. That's a real address. Sherrod.
Yeah.
We're back. I recognize that.
There you go.
Take him out of the shadow band prison. Get him out of the gulag. That is a joke. I know.
That is a joke I know and like.
Hey there, responsible adults over the age of 21 living in a state where Delta 8 is legal. You guys like to get high. I like to get high. Ian doesn't like to get high, but I do, and I'll get high with you. So let's head on over to YoDelta.com where we can stock up on high-quality lab-tested Delta 8. They sent me vapes. They sent me gummies. They work. You guys know what Delta 8 is. It's something found in hemp, and it can be legally shipped to various states, and it gets you high. At YoDelta.com, you can find a mix of vapes and gummies for all your getting stoned needs. I'll tell you from personal experience, Delta 8 works, and these products should be taken responsibly. So one more time, guys, that's YoDelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of the Gas Digital Network. And if you use our promo code GAS, you're going to get 25% off. One more time, guys, that's promo code GAS for 25% off at YoDelta, home of the Delta 8 that'll get you super high. Let's get back into the show.
But do you remember, do you guys remember even when, like, Instagram first came out, when people were in comics were like, I'm not fucking uploading picture videos to fucking Instagram when that was
I remember that, and if you didn't do it, you a damn fool.
hot barbecue.
I'm taking them off.
You just tried to steal his
Carlos Mencia of
don't take my hot barbecue slogan.
Don't take my hot what?
No,
barbecue.
Yours was it ain't sticking to me.
It ain't sticking to me.
That's my catchphrase.
It ain't sticking to me.
Woo! Yeah, we did this. We did Ari's podcast, and he was like, we all picked slogans that we would do on stage that weekend, and we sent in videos of us doing the slogans.
Mine was the cookie crumbles, but it don't fall down.
What?
Yeah, it's just a non sequitur.
I wasn't invited on the show.
No, Ari at the like three quarters of the way through the podcast
twice.
Was like,
second time.
Why isn't Finny here?
Yeah,
and we're like, invite him
twice.
Yeah,
you go, oh fuck,
really? And you guys didn't think to go,
yeah.
Can Feeny come?
I thought he didn't like him.
Oh, wow.
He didn't invite him on the show. He doesn't like the guy.
I genuinely figured he didn't like him.
Honestly, I'm going to be honest. If you don't like Feeny, you a damn fool.
Yeah.
Hot barbecue.
Yeah.
You saying Hitler killed 6 million of you? Hot barbecue.
That's great. I would genuinely love that.
That's a good t-shirt too.
Hot barbecue.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
with
a good
your
one.
Face.
Feeny, why do you have a timer thing? Counting down?
You'll all see.
What?
Is that your parking?
Come on, man.
Is it your parking?
Yeah.
No, I'm glad we did that, because once that hit zero, we'd all be like, so? And you'd go, just my parking. And it would be very frustrating.
Yeah, but it could also be a fun reveal.
Yeah.
If what's wrong with your face?
This podcast has had some of the highest highs and the lowest lows of any show I've ever done.
Welcome to my brain.
Ladies, do we have a game or do we not have any?
Let's do a news story.
Hot barbecue.
Teacher busted for sex with student invited same kid over on house arrest. Wow.
Wait, slow down.
And if you do that twice?
You a damn fool.
Well, I think y'all know what kind of fool you are.
Slinging some big dick hot barbecue.
Let's see what they look like.
He had to. That's
hot.
That's like, you must have it. You know? You have to have that dick. You're being watched by the
Oh,
Jesus.
No.
Oh, God. I bet she could put
she'd
on
probably
some
rouge. Make it
bad drug
North album. Carolina science teacher.
Oh, yeah. She's pissed in that photo.
Her skin looks
but
pissed at her.
14.
Yeah, why does she look like Huck Finn? Her cheeks are covered in soot.
Dude. Yeah, what the fuck?
She just got out of a burning building.
She looks like a chimney sweep.
Now it's like one of those old Dust Bowl pictures.
Yeah,
holding her daughter.
Like, they're like, you know, sweeping. They're like sweeping the porch with like a really hard bristled broom.
Dust Bowl survivor, 1929, colorized.
So she was apparently arrested again. She was arrested and placed on house arrest, and then arrested again.
Hey, Alex, why'd you pop her picture up again?
Having she had the same student over.
Come on, I'm kidding.
Oh, she looks worse than before.
Oh, Alex, I'm kidding.
Come on,
you're beautiful, sweetheart.
By the way, if this 14-year-old boy was blasting the walls off the science teacher, I have a feeling the term colorized also applies there.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Why don't they ever show what the kid looks like?
Put your picture back up, please. I'm so
come back.
There we are.
Oh,
hi.
There she is.
Oh. So, she had him over 9 times while she was on house arrest.
One time for each inch.
She got that ookie gookie. Ookie gookie cookie.
And the student was 15 years old or younger.
How old was the kid?
15 or younger, it says. It doesn't say
anything. Was he special needs? What the hell?
Well, she did teach a special education class, but I don't think that this was one of her special ed students.
She's like, I would never fuck those retards.
Now, let's see what the kid looks like.
Because he's under 18, we can't see him.
Now, that's the problem
They need to include ethnicity.
They need to include what the guy looks like.
It's not the problem here with this.
That's one of the problems here, is that they don't show what the student looks like.
Is he a hot boy?
Yeah. Can he do better, or is she throwing him a fucking bone?
I bet.
Sexually abusing him.
Yeah.
I bet.
Raping.
Raven.
Yeah.
Even.
By definition.
Yeah. Raping. Legally.
Go ahead, sip the last little sip.
I'm saving that for another problem.
I think I came pretty close to getting old lady molested.
Really?
Why?
What did she look like?
Horrible. She was a fucking land monster. She had a daughter who was a few years younger than me, and I think she had like a photography studio or something. It's like when I first started having like the mohawk and shit.
Yeah.
And she would message me on MySpace. And be like, I love your rock and roll style. I want to do a photo shoot with you.
Whoa.
And she would like talk to me all the time on AIM.
Yeah.
Did
she pass you?
What? No, she was just like some girl's mom.
Pass you?
Oh. Love your rock
I thought it was a teacher. What do you mean pass you?
Like pass you in her class.
Yeah, no. She was just a regular lady. And then one day she like drove up to me in a van, saw me walking. And she was a mom. Like the photo, she must have had her college picture up. Because the fucking monstrosity that pulled up to me.
Back! Back! Open the sliding door and get in! I want to take pictures
Zach's
of you.
Zach's only talking to, like, the window. He sees himself.
He's like, Mom!
Ew! Gross!
Hey, I was on the wrestling team. I was in okay shape.
Oh, I bet. A little sexy kid.
Why don't we look at Vietnam declares being gay or trans is not an illness. And cannot be cured or converted.
I see.
Wow. That is very funny
to
me. Like, hey, you know what? It's not a brain disease. Because it can't be cured.
The official statement from the Vietnamese government. How disease is no cure? How disease is no cure?
Damn, that's crazy.
Yeah, so they've announced that they're outlawing conversion therapy.
Oh.
And they've declared that
just in time for Ian's visit.
A part of the LGBTQ is not an illness and does not need to be cured.
Wow.
So, very progressive.
All right.
That's the whole thing.
Well, that's the show. I guess the right country won.
That only took...
Are you drawing?
I'm drawing Ian.
Should we just hang out?
No, we're going to get somewhere. Hold on, goddammit.
Yeah.
Don't you Zach fucking try and fucking sabotage our momentum.
Zach will take us to funny.
Now the pressure's on me. Hey, I want to see these AI movie posters, Alex. You said they
were... Yeah!
AI movie posters.
I got a hot take on this.
Okay.
Hit me.
We're all thinking this that takes are fun and funny, and then they take a picture and they make you sing. Wow, cool, great. It is just practice for fucking China and Russia to now take actual politicians and turn them into deepfakes and just say whatever we want to sow discord because no one knows what's true or false anymore, and it's tearing us out from the inside.
Now, I agree. Here's the problem. You said hot take when you meant the most obvious agreeable take. The softest, most
cold take.
Fresh...
The TV dinner take.
Yeah. The fresh out of the oven souffle, if you even blow on it crumbles take.
Hot on one side, cold on the other take.
We all agree?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much, dude.
Because if you don't, you a damn fool.
Hot barbecue.
I'm on China's side.
That was...
That's Brendan's.
I'm on China's
side. I'm on China's side.
I pulled y'all in to damn fool you in the end.
I see.
Yep. So I signed up for Clear this week.
Yes.
Yeah.
And my chick was like, oh, I think that's gross. They take your eyeballs. I'm like, you have face recognition on your fucking phone.
Yeah.
Every app we have, like, I want to see what I would look like if I was old. They're selling your face to China.
Every single person that is like, Clear's gross, and then they go through it one time, they're like, well, that's worth every trade-off.
Not only that, but the old app, they actually have a stipulation in it where they can technically use your image for an overseas ad. So if you, like, take your old, you could just be the face of like dick pills in fucking Japan. Just like an old version of
I already
himself.
Fucking endorsed it earlier. Yeah.
That's right.
A brochure.
Now, wow. What do you think? What nefarious thing do you think they'll use our faces for?
Nothing. Like,
I know.
They're ours?
Farming us.
None of us are substantial enough.
Give me a ding ding. It's to make...
Your ding-ding doesn't work.
I know. Ding-ding's the one in charge of taking all the info. That deserved more.
We were actually laughing about something else.
We all laughed at. Yeah. We were all
I was laughing at Zach's jokes, personally.
Go get your fucking car. to make Twitter profiles to then make us think that tweets and all this shit is real when it's just from troll farms. So that's what they're using our faces for.
Yes.
That's the hot take. We got there.
Yeah.
Sure. You think that's the end of it?
No. You think they're going to change our faces, like make us evil? Like I'll have a goatee?
No, but dude, there's girls on Instagram that have used facial stuff to make their face more childlike.
Yeah, it's called makeup.
I'm out of water. I can't get out of this.
I'm just trying to drink more punchlines. I stopped drinking my punchlines 2 years ago.
Somebody spiked your punchlines.
Not with funny.
Catchphrases and farm sounds.
Farm sounds? What are you farm sounding?
Like moo. Other animals, including oink, probably.
Is that how you name animals by itself?
The old bagok.
Oh, it's an oink.
The old bagok.
The old bagok.
Hey, are we getting bagok for dinner?
I got bagok parmesan.
This podcast is hosted by an oink and a bagok.
All right, let's let him win.
You're not letting me win.
Brendan wins one.
Give him that.
And we've got news from the chopper.
That's a funny bit. That's a great bit.
That's the first of its
everybody.
Kind.
Yes, no one's done that before. For 12 years.
Ian's cruising around the park at 4 a.m. looking for bagok.
I am not included in any of this.
Whoa. No, fuck up.
Oh,
gonna,
my God.
It's not going to choke me at the cellar.
No, we're cool.
I love him. I love Sherrod.
That's a load of bukkake. That's the all right, we're going to end the show so we can all get a bukkake.
What?
Yeah. He's going to the old helicopter.
I hope that's fucking Kobe's helicopter. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you to the Here's the Scenario guys, Mike Feeney, Mike Cannon, Brandon Sagalow. On behalf of myself and one Einon Fidance, this is Zach Amico saying,
guys.